I'm Lindsay Mustang, and this is the Career Design Podcast, made for driven, ambitious, square pegs and round holes type professionals who see things differently and challenge the status quo. We obliterate obstacles and unlock hidden pathways to overcome and succeed where others have not. Stagnation feels like death, and we are unwilling to compromise our integrity and settle for being average in any way. We are the backbone of any successful business, and those who overlook our potential are doomed to a slow demise. We do work that truly matters, aligns with our purpose, and in turn, we make our lasting mark on the world. We are the dreamers, doers, legends, and visionaries who are called to make our most meaningful contribution and love what we do. Welcome to the Career Design Podcast. I'm Lindsay Mustang, and I'm here to tell you that we have just blown out the results in the last 7 weeks. At the point of this recording, I just got notification of another job offer from one of my clients, which makes $1.9 million added to the bottom line of my client's paychecks in the last 7 weeks, folks. 7 weeks. Now, I'm going to tell you that this person who just recently graduated, I'm going to tell you that she actually went to the Corporate Cash Machine Masterclass. And this is where I'm going to tell you, we're going to have another one coming up. So go ahead and go to corporatecashmachine.com because you'll get to find out about our next masterclass. And she went through this. She actually is inside of my Dream Job Hack program and applied to work with me inside of the Corporate Cash Machine Mastermind, which is my next level program, who are all about six-figure raises or more in 9 weeks. She applied to work with me, but let me tell you, the moment that she showed up on camera in my Zoom conversation, which I'm really just vetting whether or not you're really ready to take to the next level, and she absolutely had the capability, the capacity, everything needed to land that $100,000 raise, but the person that she needed to heal first was her. So when I have a conversation with somebody, I 100% am not, I don't really need you to invest with me in order for my life to get better. And I mean that in the kindest way, that I am so very fortunate, so very abundantly blessed that I don't need someone to invest in me. It's not going to change my life. However, for the person sitting across the table from me, if they're ready, it could absolutely change their life. If they're ready to up level, if they want to get that six-figure raise. But this person was stuck. This person, when I looked at her, I saw amazing potential, but she was so scared. She told me everything that was going wrong and how awful the circumstances were at that moment. And I 100% respect that vulnerability and that transparency. And my daughter likes to say this thing, the only way to bring something out of the dark is to shine it in the light. Everything that goes from dark comes to light. That's what she says. It's so cute. She's seven, folks, by the way. She gives a lot of life lessons, very powerful for someone her age. And the biggest way we can look at the pain and things that are going badly in our life is when we look at them honestly and say, here's what's happening. Here's what's going on. And we just look at it in the eye, because the only way to get rid of darkness is to shine light on it. And we created a game plan. And for the next week, I said, I want you to do this. And it is not, let me be really clear here. It was not about doing stuff except for self-care. Say self-care for me if you're listening. Say self-care. Because I'm going to tell you, the most important investment vehicle in your life is the person listening to me right now. It is you. It is you. Like, tap your chest and feel your heart and breathe. The most important investment vehicle in your life is you, baby. It's you. And so until you take care of that investment vehicle, you cannot create a return with it. You cannot go out and demand what you are worth, because you have to embody it first, okay? Zig Ziglar says, excuse me, the order that people most have is that they believe they have to have the thing in order to be the thing. Like, I can only have wealth when I am wealthy. And therefore, it's a paradox, because if you can only have wealth when you are wealthy, therefore you'll never be wealthy unless you already have had it to start with. You might see this as also the entry level paradox, where we talk about you must have 3 to 5 years to come in, of experience to come into an entry level job. Well, somebody's got to give here, okay? And most of the time, we're either going to change that job or hire people who are more experienced at a higher level, or we'll say, oh, actually, we're willing to lower the bar so that we can become the thing to in order to reach that next level. So that's the entry level paradox. Now, Stephen Covey has two ways that we actually create results in the world. He said there are two steps of creation. And if you're not listening, tune in right now, because I'm going to change your life right now. Stephen Covey, one of the most powerful mindset shifts that I've ever had, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, was one of the biggest professional development plans that I went through at a really remarkable organization that truly honored their people. This is why I can teach you guys what to do, because I lived it. It was the very first foundational anchoring corporate experience I had in my life. And he said this, begin with the end in mind. Okay, now where that means, and there's, if you haven't picked up Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, go do it, run, don't walk, go order it, because it will change your life. It was such a powerful mindset. So what he talked about was that in order for something to be conceptualized in the tangible world, meaning of matter, the first step of creation meant it had to happen in our mind. Okay, so right now I'm sitting in front of me and I have a balloon animal paperweight. Okay, I don't know who thought of this, but in order for me to purchase it, somebody had to think of it, and then somebody had to bring it into creation in the actual physical manufacturing in order to put it on the shelf to buy it. So the order of what Zig Ziglar said was that you have to be in order to do the thing to have the thing. I'm showing you this in action. So somebody conceptualized, as Stephen Covey said, in their mind that this balloon animal paperweight was super important for them to create. By line here on this would be timeout. I know how to create these little balloon animals. It was something I learned at a convention back when I was in middle school for Future Librarians of America, believe it or not. Very funny in byline. So this product, when I saw this, which was the doing, right? They created the result. The doing was they created this balloon animal and then they put it on the shelf so that I could have it. Be, do, have. If you are waiting to have a six-figure increase, to get a six-figure increase, you will never get there. You will never get there, okay? Now, some of these, like, this is going to be a little bit triggering for some people, and they're going to be like, but Lindsay, I need this. And I'm going to say, no, you don't. In fact, I'm going to be honest. A lot of people love to believe that they are special snowflakes, okay? And I'm going to be, first off, your soul and your circumstances of where you are today, your life experience, and just like your fingerprint, that is a special snowflake. I will give you that 100%, and I honor that, and I treasure that, and I love you exactly where you're at. I love you, and I know I don't know you probably in some cases here, but I do love you, because if we can hate without reason, we can love without reason, okay? So I love you, I see you, I hear you. But what I want you to know is whatever you want to tell me after here, Lindsay, I can't do that because is bullshit. And I say that with love too, because there is nothing after 15,000 people we have worked with, there is nothing we can't get past except you, your belief. If you believe that you can or you believe that you can't, you're right. That's Henry Ford's my favorite quote. Whether you think you can, whether you believe you can, or whether you think you can't, whether you believe you can or can't, you're right. Whether you think you can or whether you think you can, you're right. Henry Ford. All right. And here's why. The only person that matters, the only person's opinion in the whole world that really should matter to you, first and foremost, is yours. And if you say, you know what, look at myself in the mirror, Lindsay, you know what, you can't do that, then you're right. You can't. But if something in you says, you know what, I'm willing to give this a shot, and maybe I'm just cracking the door so that maybe I can have a little belief in here, I am not interested in selling you something that's not going to change your life. And so right now I'm selling you the idea. You know what the idea is? That you're a badass. If that calls to you right now, I invite you to go to corporatecashmachine.com and learn about my next masterclass. It's going to be intense, okay? It's going to be several hours of commitment, and I'm going to ask that you put down whatever it is, your phone, your distractions, the television, Netflix, and you tune in and you watch, because right now it's not a timing issue, it's a priority issue. If this is a priority to you and something speaks to you in your soul, I ask you to go take action right now. Because in order to be the thing that you want, you have to choose to be it right now. The next step is do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it now. And have the life that you were truly meant for. Go to corporatecashmachine.com. Be one of my next success stories. I will never be in a place where I'm going to tell you something or sell you something that you are not capable of. I only invite people into the world that are ready. But you will get so much massive reprogramming and understanding of your worthiness and your value and how to create six-figure raises in the hottest job market that's ever existed now by going and showing up for that masterclass. You owe it to the best version of yourself. You owe it to all the haters. You owe it to all the people who told you you couldn't. You owe it to that person that inside of you says you can't do it either. Demolish those objections. Do it now. Be the person who keeps accountability, who takes a responsibility and takes action, and do it now so you can have the life that both you and your family and all the people falling behind you that you're influencing right now deserve. Go do it and be the person you were meant to be. Have the life you deserve. I'll see you there. CorporateCashMachine.com.